Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just ask the Lord this morning. Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your wonderful grace, for your mercy, for your love this morning that's in Christ this morning. Thank you, my God, for my brothers and sisters who's here this day, Lord. Lord, who've been glorifying and magnifying your name. Lord, thank you for your presence this morning. That you've been in our midst this morning. That we're hearing from you, my God. That you've not abandoned us, my God. Lord, that we know you, Lord. Thank you this morning, my God. What a wonderful Saviour we serve. You know, this morning as we were praising the Lord, as we were glorifying the Lord this morning, I was blessed. I look around, I see Robert clapping. And I see him praising the Lord. God transforms lives. He changes lives. We were once in darkness. We were once lost. We were once dead in sin. But now this morning, because of Jesus, because of the cross, because of the resurrection, we're alive. We're new people this morning. We're not the same as we was. We're not an old car been done up. You know, people, you see them, you know, slogging at an old car, trying to restore it to its former glory. Forget the old car this morning. We're a new creation. For if there's any man in Christ Jesus, the whole things have gone. Behold, new things has come. He's become a new creature. A new heart, a new mind. We have the mind of Christ. You know, this morning, we've been changed. What a wonderful Saviour we serve. And you know, the message I want to bring this morning is that there is hope this morning. We have a hope this morning in Jesus. We have a hope this morning that will not disappoint, that will not spoil, that is preserved, that is kept for us. For those that believe on Jesus, for those that continue in faith, for those that continue in the journey, you're going to get what you hope for this morning. What a wonderful Saviour. I want to encourage you this morning. I want the church to be encouraged and uplifted this morning. That we go from this, fall from this place this morning. That we can shout this morning in the name of Jesus. That we can tell others who have no hope that He is the hope. This world is full of turmoil. Every time you turn the television on, you see uplifting here and problems here and this and that and whatever, you know, and people in dismay talking about the environment, talking about this is going to happen in so many million years and all this and that. Well, let me tell you something this morning. Forget that rubbish this morning. Jesus is our hope. We know how the world's going to end because the Bible says so. God's going to destroy this world by fire. And there's nothing we can do about that. But what we can do this morning is be ready for when Jesus returns. That's what the message we need to be telling people. If only they would put their effort into that. What a transformation they would be on this world. Thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Thessalonians this morning. There is certain things in the Word of God that Paul speaks of that he doesn't want the people to be ignorant of. And we don't want people to be ignorant this morning. This word ignorant means not knowing. It doesn't mean ignorant in a personality. It means that you're unaware of it. That there's something that we should not be ignorant of, that we should know. There is a few things that Paul spoke of in the Bible about I would not have you be ignorant of. And those that fall asleep in Christ is one of them. For those that has gone before us, for those that believe in Christ, for those that walk by faith, for those that love the Lord, let me tell you something, they're not dead, they're asleep. They sleep. That grave is going to open. You know, a man said once before, I want part of my grave, you know, closed for renovation work, reopen soon. You understand this morning? It's going to reopen. There is going to be a resurrection of this body. But let me tell you something. As soon as we breathe our last on this earth, we open them up in heaven. And there we shall be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, Paul said, which is far better. Our body makes groans and our spirit within us because we desire to be where we should be because we are known in heaven. We have a living hope. Amen. What a wonderful Saviour this morning. I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13, reading down to 17. Thank the Lord for that. Paul said these words, but I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning those that have fallen asleep. He's talking about those who are dead, those who have fallen asleep. Lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. They have no hope because they know not Jesus. I read it again. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those that have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those that sleep in Jesus. For this I say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. That's the word of the Lord. I don't want you to be ignorant of this. I don't want you to sorrow as others sorrow who have no hope. Well, I've been to a few funerals lately, 3 or 4 funerals, some Christian, some non-Christian. And when you go to the funeral of a non-Christian, there is despair. When you go to the Christian funeral, there is sorrow, there is grieving. Years ago, there was loads of people in the travelling community who went to Australia. You know, years ago, maybe in the early 70s. And their families were back here as they were leaving, going to Australia. They had to go on a ship at this particular time. I think it was £10 they were telling me, some give on the ship to go to Australia. But their families who were back here, you know, were grieving because they were gone. But they wasn't dead, was they? Do you understand? It's the same way. We grieve because they're not here with us. But we know where they are because we believe the word of God. Do you understand? There's the difference. When you go to a funeral in the world, and you know, a non-Christian funeral, you know, you'll see them looking over the grave and whatever, in despair. There is no despair with the Christian. I know whom I have believed. I have fought the fight. I've run the race. And there is laid up for me. You remember what Paul said? What a wonderful Saviour we serve, because it's the promise of God. We stand on the promises of the Lord. We stand in Christ this morning. We're not to be ignorant of that fact. We're to be reminded of that fact. You know, so many times there's so many things that goes on around us that we forget what we have in Christ. We need to be reminded. That's why it's so important to search the scriptures, to read the word of God, to be fed with the word of God, that we grow in Christ, that we grow in faith. And because it's important, because there is a world that is trying to sway us, there is a world that is trying to pull us, you know, there is 3 enemies that we have. It's this flesh, it's this man that looks in the mirror every morning, the flesh, okay, the world, and the devil. But take heart, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. What a wonderful Saviour we have this morning. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of to Titus this morning. Over a few pages to the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 to 15. What a wonderful Saviour we serve. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. I want you to understand this for a fact, for something this morning. Forget the Calvinistic view, okay, that Christ died for some and not for all. Christ died for all men. For God is not slack concerning his promises, but he is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. Not all men will come to repentance. Who has believed our report? Not all men will, but Christ has made provision for all to be saved. He's excluded nobody else. For those that would call on his name. For those that would call on Jesus. You know, let me tell you, the Bible says for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but everlasting life. Amen. The provision is made. So many times we hear this. And, you know, it grieves my spirit. Because nobody is excluded from God's grace. Christ died for all. It calls on men everywhere to repent. Thank the Lord for that. Titus 2:11. I'll continue to read. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present age. Why? Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great and Saviour, of our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from the lawless deeds and purify from himself his own particular people, zealous for good works, speaking these things, exhort and rebuke and all authority, let no one despise you. Amen. It's because of the hope that we have in Christ that we live godly lives. Why do we live a godly life? Why do we want to live in the Spirit? Why do we walk in the Spirit? Why do we want Christ to change our lives? Why do we walk in righteousness and justice and mercy and love? Why do we walk in the Spirit? It's because we have the hope of glory. We're not doing it for nothing. It's not going to disappoint us. We continue in that. We continue in the love. We continue in his mercy. We continue to walk by faith, because we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes. When God told Abraham to leave his home and to leave everything, Abraham was the father of all those that believe. When he told his son to leave his place where he was in comfort, told him to leave everything and go into a place whom God was going to show him. Well, that's what faith is. Do you understand? Faith is that, isn't it? You know, we ain't seen it yet, but we know it's there. Why? Because God has promised it. But we continue in that journey. We're sojourning in this world. We're going to look at that in a minute in Romans chapter. Sorry, in Hebrews 11. We're going to look at these scriptures. We're sojourning. We're pilgrims. We're passing through. We're not going to stay here. Our home is in glory. That's why I don't believe this name it, claim it, get it, this, that rubbish gospel that you hear, this so-called sows to the flesh. Let me tell you something, we're not to sow to the flesh, we're to sow to the Spirit. It's not about here and now. Don't build real estate, you know, in a place that's going to be destroyed. Our home is not here, our home is in heaven. Amen. We're to build, you know, the kingdom, we're to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then everything else will be added. We seek him first. We seek his kingdom. We seek his business. Jesus was always about what? The Father's business. Even when he was a little boy, 12 years old, he was about the Father's business. We can be about our Father's business. Why? It's because we want to take as many souls as possible with us to glory. Amen. Jesus died for you. Repent. Turn from your sin and cling to Jesus for salvation. He is our salvation this morning. He's our rock. What a wonderful Saviour we serve. I like this verse. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing. That's what we're looking for, the appearing of Jesus Christ. The same people that missed him in the first time is going to be the same people that's going to miss him in his second coming. Do you understand? Yeah. Those, you know, Nathanael, you know, John the Baptist, his disciples, people like that were looking for the Messiah to come. That's why when he come, they got him. The religious establishment, you know, when he come, they missed him. It's going to be the same way. They're looking for everything else, but they're not looking for the Messiah. We're to look closely and steadfastly into God's perfect mirror, into the Word of God, and we're to live godly and soberly in this evil world, in this present age that we're living in. It's only for a season, remember. It's not going to be forever. But we continue in that journey. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. I read it for you. It said, Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Why do we have an hope? Because Jesus is rose from the dead. Do you understand? He's the first fruits of the resurrection. We're not waiting for the resurrection to happen. It's already happened. Jesus is the first fruits. We're waiting for our part in it. We're waiting for our part in it. Jesus rose from the dead. We shall. Why? The Bible says spiritually we've already rose from the dead. We sit in heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. We was dead. We've rose from the dead without a resurrection. We're just waiting for the resurrection of this old body. Because he's here on the earth. What a wonderful Saviour. Blessed be the Father and the Lord of our Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy. Remember, it's according to his abundant mercy. There is nothing that we could have done. You know, for we are saved by grace through faith. It's not ourselves. You know, it's the gift of God, lest any man should boast. It's what he's done for us. But because he's done it for us, and because we've been called into God's mercy, we live a life that's worthy of the calling. Do you understand? That's where there's a mix-up between, oh, well, I don't have to go to church, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that because I'm saved. Well, listen, you're saved to do what's right. You're saved to walk in newness of life. You're saved to do good works. You're not saved by them. That's the difference between religion and Christianity. The world thinks it's going to get saved because it helps an old lady across the road. Well, God might judge me when I get there. And, you know, because of my good work, you nothing we could do any good. Christ did it. He's the hope of glory, not us. It's nothing we could do. But because he's done it, because he has rose again, because we have been saved by grace through faith, in faith we walk in the newness of life. Looking for the blessed hope, looking for Jesus to return. What a wonderful Saviour we serve. Get right understanding of Scripture. Get the right understanding of God's Word. Understand his Word, what he wants. He wants us to love him with all our heart, all our strength and all our minds. He wants us to love him. Jesus said, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. It's Christ first. Always Christ first. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again. We've been renewed, we've been born again. He's gotten us again to a living hope. We're raised from the dead to a new hope, to a life. Through the resurrection, what did it was? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What a wonderful Saviour. To inheritance, incorruptible. You know, it's not going to fade away. It's incorruptible. Undefiled. And that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for who? For you. That's what a Saviour. What a Saviour we serve this morning. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to look at that faith chapter. But remember, Hebrews 11 is as much about hope as it is faith. Yeah. Hebrews 11. We're going to look at verse 1 first of all, and then we're going to look at some other verses. We have a living hope by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus this morning. Thank the Lord for that. And we live, because of that, we live by faith. Verse 1 of Hebrews 11, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Let's have a look at the definition of godly faith. Hope. An expectation, usually with pleasure. As a noun, it means favourable, confident, expectation, forward look with assurance. That's what we have. A forward look with assurance. Yes. It's not maybe. Yes. I hope that I'm going to do this and hope that we can do that. That's worldly view of hope. That's the worldly view of hope. And is guaranteed. And we can look with certainty. But we're not there yet. Because, you know, the Bible continues on. It says, for who hopes what he already has? But if we hope for what we don't have, that's the difference. But we know we're going to receive it because God has promised it. Do you remember when Jesus was about to leave this earth, what he said to his disciples in John chapter 14? Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me, for in my Father's kingdom there is many mansions, and if I go, I go there, prepare a place for you, that you may be where I am, and that you're going to come back and take him to be where he is. That's the promises of God. We can stand on that this morning. It's solid and it's floor. It's not going to fade away. It's not perishable. It's not going anywhere. We have it this morning. Why? Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ for what he did. What a Saviour. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Go down to verse 8, Hebrews 11. By faith, Abram obeyed when he was called to go out to a place where he could receive an inheritance. And he went not knowing where he was going. Everybody wants to know everything this day, didn't you? What are we going to do with Brexit and this? What's going to happen with this? Everybody wants to know everything. With this uncertainty. Do you understand? That's the world. Imagine them saying to him, yeah, come and I'm going to show you a place where that's what it is. That's what real faith is. But he left his comforts. He left everything else and he went. You see, the world's view of it is show me and I believe. Yeah. They all want to see, don't they? Yeah. That's why they look for miracles. Jesus said, yeah. An adulterous generation seeks signs and wonders. Show me it and I believe. Herod wanted Jesus to put a show on. Yeah. He wouldn't do nothing in his presence. Nothing. Do you understand? That's the world. Show me and I believe. No. God's changed the economy around now. It's come and you shall see. You see the change, the difference between the two? The world is, you know, show me and I believe it. No, God says come. When the two disciples and John the Baptist led him to Jesus, he said they walked away and they said to him, Lord, where are you abode? Where are you staying? He said, come and you shall see. That's God's perspective. That's what faith is. It's the vehicle. It's something that's taken us to where we're going to be. Do you understand? But we have to continue in that journey and continue in that. What a wonderful Saviour. I'll read this again because it's such a lovely scripture. By faith, Abram, when he was called to go out to a place where he could receive an inheritance, and he went not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in a land of promise as a foreigner. That's what we are, strangers and foreigners, in a country dwelling in tents. I know all about that. Dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs with him in the same promise. We have the promises of God this morning. For he waited for the city and whose foundations and builder and maker is God. I'm going to end there. There's more scriptures. There's more stuff this morning. But Jesus this morning is our blessed hope. Be faithful to him. Continue on the journey. And we will receive what we hope for. Because it lays in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, this morning. I give you the praise, the glory and the honour this day, my God. I pray, Father, Lord, for myself this morning, and brothers and sisters, Lord, as we come to gather, Lord, this day, Lord, in the ambulance this day, my God, to eat and drink in remembrance of the price that was paid for our salvation. Father, there was no other way. You know, there was nothing else. Jesus went all the way to Calvary. He was obedient to death, even death on the cross. So therefore, Father, this morning, Lord, as we come together as a body of believer here today, Lord, I pray that your blessing will be amongst us, Lord, as we come together, Lord, as we bless each other, as we lift each other up, as we edify, Lord, as the body is edified this morning. So we drink and we eat in remembrance of what Jesus did for us on Calvary. Hallelujah. Brother Graham.